Wait, why was I thinking about my hairy, jacked-up neighbor? Chad was nothing like clean-cut Jeremy, my possible genetic twin. Oh, man. I had to stop thinking of him in those terms. Repeat after me. Jeremy is not your brother. I mean, come on. Get a grip, girl. There were 4 million people living in Los Angeles. What were the odds I was related to a good percentage of them? Deflating at the thought, I realized for the average girl, the odds were very slim. But for me, the probabilities were surprisingly high. See, I was the offspring of a woman who was too picky to settle down with just any man. So instead, she'd handpicked the perfect one. Sperm donor 649. Don't get me wrong. I'd never had a problem with my artificially inseminated beginnings. On the contrary, I was proud to share my story, even playing the papa game with the other kids in school until the principal called my mother into the office and put a stop to it. My dad's a doctor. My dad's a fireman. Yeah? Well, my dad's a test tube. Yep, it was all fun and games until I got an email from a lawyer 2 years ago, warning me that just as my mother had found sperm donor 649's profile irresistible, so had lots of other women. In total, birthing 111 artificially inseminated offspring. To date, I had 44 confirmed half-siblings. Plus, thanks to the rise of the DNA testing sites and our accompanying Facebook page, the Lucky Swimmers Club, the numbers were continuing to rise. And because more than half of us had yet to be identified, that made Jeremy guilty until proven innocent. Certainly, my life on the dating front would have been so much easier if my dear old test tube dad hadn't financed his college education one ejaculation at a time. I don't want to brag or anything, but the man was a bit of a rock star in the semen-seeking world. Who knew in the mid-90s that blue-eyed med students with above-average intelligence and 6'1" frames would be all the rage? My prolific pop's contributions were so sought after, in fact, that an unscrupulous doctor kept his seat in rotation long after it should have been retired, making sperm donor 649 the unwitting commander of a small army.